This is St. Louis Public Radio. Back in the mid-1970s, Ron Himes started a St. Louis theater company that would tell the stories of African Americans. This weekend, the Black Rep is celebrating its 40th anniversary with a fundraising concert. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports the company is also marking the milestone with a new project that involves mural painting instead of putting on a play.
Artist William Burton Jr. climbs a ladder up to the forehead of a man who's more than 10 times his size.
This is August Wilson, who's a playwright that Black Rep has done several of his plays.
That's an understatement. Wilson looms as large in American theater history as his image on Burton's mural on the outside of the Black Rep's offices in University City. The piece also features Wilson characters, including Boy Willie from The Piano Lesson, and Rose from Fences. This spring, the Black Rep brings back another Wilson play called Seven Guitars. It's the story of a 1940s African-American blues musician who's mistreated by the industry. The role is one of dozens for Black actors that Wilson originated in a cycle of plays that tracks each decade of the 1900s. Ron Himes is the founder and artistic director of the Black Rep.
He's created a body of work. He's created a cast of characters. And he's basically given us a view of the African-American experience through the century.
And I am telling you.
This Saturday, the Black Rep presents a fundraising anniversary concert featuring the music of the 1981 play Dreamgirls. The choice of this show is part of the company's outreach to broader audiences and younger theatergoers. Kira Van Neal is a young supporter of the Black Rep. The 32-year-old knows other mainstream theater companies like the Repertory Theater of St. Louis are turning more attention toward Black playwrights. But she believes there will always be a need for a theater company run by African Americans.
It's important to have those who live the experience tell the story and to give that authority to an institution that really doesn't represent that perspective could be hurtful. I mean, it could put us in a situation where we are not hearing the story as authentically as we could.
The Black Rep's efforts to tell these stories have often been as dramatic as the productions. Initially, the company grew and thrived and moved into its own Grand Center venue. But audiences began to dwindle in the early 2000s, and the troupe began operating in the red. In 2013, it lost its home of 20 years and scrambled to find a venue. Here's Ron Himes.
Anybody that lives to be 40 years old, you know, you have some aches, you have some pains, you have some victories, you have some ups and downs. And so we are still standing, we're still moving forward.
Moving forward includes adding more faces to the brick exterior of the Black Rep's offices, including Intozaki Shange, Amira Baraka, and St. Louis's own Linda Kennedy.
It's the beginning of what will be a great wall of respect.
Washington University owns the building and has provided performance space for more than 3 years, along with Harris Stowe State University. Himes is no longer focused on the company having its own venue, but he does have an important objective. Endurance, similar to the goal that Effie belts out in her signature Dreamgirls number.
We're not going anywhere. And you're going to love us.
I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio. You're gonna